Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So, wherever you get your podcasts, be sure to follow or subscribe and listen in every night, so you never miss a good night's rest. As you know, we're dedicated to helping you get a good night's sleep, and we want to make sure that we can keep the podcast free for everyone to use and benefit from. So I want to say a big thanks to one of our sponsors, Best Fiends, for helping to make that happen. To sum it up, Best Fiends is an entertaining and fun quest of character collections and puzzles, with amazing visuals and engaging gameplay. Having downloaded and played the game myself, I can say firsthand that Best Fiends is fun, challenging, and really easy to get the hang of. So, engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Thanks again to the wonderful people at Best Fiends for supporting this podcast. As for tonight, TK Kelman will be reading our story. Just off the coast of Australia, one of the world's natural wonders, lies hidden beneath the waves. Here, you can relax in a sense of weightlessness as you enjoy the beauty of the Great Barrier Reef. It's a story that you, our incredible listeners, voted for on one of our social media polls. So I think you'll really enjoy this one. And with this story being set in Australia, on the opposite side of the world to where I am in the UK, it got me thinking about how lucky we are these days when it comes to communication. Most people around the world remain in at least some degree of maintaining physical distance from those outside of our own households. But it doesn't mean that we can't speak to or even see our loved ones, our friends, or our work colleagues. The team here at Get Sleepy, for example, have weekly video calls to catch up on things and check in with one another, and we're so lucky to be able to do that. Something that's become a really popular activity in the UK over the past couple of months are online video quizzes, or pub quizzes, as we call them here. Now obviously they're not taking place in pubs, but instead from people's homes. I don't know if it's the same in other countries, but it's become a bit of a phenomenon here right now. Everybody seems to be quizzing, and it's definitely a perfect way to keep our brains ticking, and to have a good laugh with friends, and to stay entertained while we're at home. So we must remember just how fortunate we are, in spite of the tough situation we're in. Modern technology allows us to connect and to feel close with others, even if they're hundreds or even thousands of miles away. And that is incredible, I think. And I hope, wherever you are in the world, that you're finding ways to keep having fun and connecting with those who matter most. And as you listen tonight, you can consider yourself a friend of mine and of tonight's wonderful narrator, TK. We're so grateful that you've chosen to join us on this adventure to the Great Barrier Reef. And as with any great adventure, let's get prepared first. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax down into your bed. Feel the comfort of laying in a safe place. Draw your attention to the rhythm of your breath. Everything has a rhythm to it. The coming and going of waves, the rise and fall of the tide, the turning of the earth, and you, yourself. So, as you breathe in your natural rhythm, feel the wave-like motion of the air coming in and out of your body. And you can let any troubles or worries float away into the vast blue ocean and out of sight. Allow your body's rhythm to guide you to sleep tonight. And as you begin to drift off, you can just start to visualize a quiet, sandy beach. Boats rock gently offshore. As the ocean breeze fills your lungs, you feel the salty air touch your skin.
It is a warm, sunny day in Queensland, Australia. Soft white sand covers the ground beneath your feet. With each step, it shifts, forming little peaks and ridges. A subtle breeze whispers with encouragement as you gaze out over the Pacific Ocean. Water is pure and clear. You can see right through it to the ocean floor. Beneath the reflecting sun, a few brightly colored fish glide through the water. You take a deep breath, inhaling the sights and the fresh, salty air. This is Lady Elliot Island, a paradise for those seeking to adventure into underwater worlds. And that is exactly what you came here to do. You turn back to your scuba instructor, a friendly Australian named Archie. He is busy packing up the last few things for your scuba diving trip. With a few others in your group, and Archie as your guide, you'll be heading out to the reef to swim among dolphins, coral, and all kinds of colorful fish. It's an experience that you've looked forward to for a long time. Archie calls you over to the boat. It rocks gently with the passing tide as you walk across the beach. It's not particularly busy here today, though a few people are relaxing in the sand and children are building sandcastles. There is a good reason for this, since the main attraction of Lady Elliot Island is its close proximity to the Great Barrier Reef. Archie hands you a life vest. You put it on, clasping the black buckles and adjusting a strap to make it fit just right. The boat rocks gently as you, Archie, and a few others in your group, I'm aboard. The boat is nothing fancy, but it is rather spacious and bears the marks of experience. A weathered wooden sign hangs on the cabin door, with white lettering that is peeling slightly at the edges. Home is where the boat is docked, it reads. You look down and see that the boat has a glass floor. Rays of light penetrate through the surface of the water, reflecting off the shiny fish that swim down below. Archie stands at the flying bridge, where the steering wheel and boat controls are located. He turns a key on the dash, and the engine hums to life. You look over the side of the boat and watch white bubbles form near the propeller. Archie moves the boat forward at a slow pace. You aren't in a hurry. In fact, you don't think Archie ever is. You meander away from the coast, passing a few other boats with the same plan as you. As the boat moves through the water, a breeze picks up. You close your eyes and savor the feeling of the fresh air on your skin. A touch of mist cools you. It's an enjoyable sensation in the midday sun. When you open your eyes again, the ocean surrounds you. Little islands dot the horizon here and there. Other boats are out on the water too. Some are diving and snorkeling. Some are simply enjoying the scenery. But they all wave as you pass by. Archie tells you about the history of Lady Elliot Island and the Great Barrier Reef. The island and mainland have been inhabited by Aboriginal Australians for over 40,000 years. They believe that the Great Barrier Reef was originally a tropical forest on land. But as water levels rose, it became submerged and transformed into the aquatic paradise that it is today. You shift in your seat in an attempt to see the view from every direction. Looking back at Lady Elliot Island, you spot a lighthouse that you didn't notice before. It's quite tall, several stories high, and slightly cone-shaped. The outside is painted white, except for one bright strip of red, located near the base, and a red cap on the top. According to Archie, the lighthouse was constructed in 1873 to guide commercial ships into port or around the island at night. The lighthouse gets smaller as Archie continues away from the shore. As he drives, you climb down a few stairs and head into the cabin of the boat to change into a wetsuit. The spandex-like material clings to your skin. Like most scuba gear, it feels a bit awkward on land, but underwater, it works like magic. The wetsuit will trap your body heat, keeping you plenty warm as you swim through the ocean. When you emerge from the cabin, Archie has cut the engine. The boat idly floats forward, slower and slower, gently rocking in the waves. You hear a splash. It wasn't one that came from a wave or the engine. You walk over to the side of the boat and look overboard. A giant sea turtle swims by. It appears ancient, with a textured brown and green shell and tiny black eyes. Slowly, but gracefully, it meanders along just below the surface. You marvel at its enormity. By the time the sea turtle is out of sight, the boat is floated to the dive location. Through the boat's glass floor, you can see an array of coral down below. They look like plants, but they are actually animals that come in a variety of colors: pink, blue, yellow, and more. The coral gets its color from the plankton that lives in its tissue. After Archie finishes anchoring the boat in a place that won't harm the reef, you put on the remainder of your equipment: a mask, gloves, fins, and your oxygen system. You also wear a weighted jacket called a buoyancy compensator, which helps counteract how the body floats in water. When you, Archie, and the few others in your group are all suited up, it's time to drop into the ocean. Everyone sits on the edge of the boat with your backs to the water. Archie gives a hand signal, motioning the first person in your group to drop in. Sitting on the edge of the boat, she rolls backwards and splashes into the clear blue water. After the next person drops in, it's your turn. You take one more deep breath and let yourself drop off the edge and into the water. It's a smooth landing. You splash comfortably into the ocean and feel the coolness envelop your body. Almost instantly, your wetsuit begins to warm you. It's a rather pleasant temperature, in fact. A surge of bubbles in the water indicates that Archie has dropped into the water too. Everyone gives a thumbs up and begins to head toward the ocean floor. Your fins do most of the work. Gentle, rhythmic kicks of your feet propel you easily through the water. Your hands are most helpful for turning and maneuvering. Looking out through the frames of your mask, you notice how the ocean glimmers beneath the surface. Individual rays of sunlight are much more clear here. You try to memorize this scene so that you can revisit the memory when you're back on land. Slowly, you descend as a group, taking moments to pause and allow your bodies to adjust to the new environment. In these moments, you enjoy looking around. There are all kinds of fish and plants here. You can't wait to reach the bottom. But then again, you're in no rush. Once you are several feet away from the ocean floor, you reach neutral buoyancy, meaning you won't sink or rise. You try not to move your arms or legs. Instead, you hold still, suspended in the water. The feeling of weightlessness is magical, like nothing you've ever experienced before. It's as though you're an astronaut exploring another planet, and the coral and fish are alien life forms. Your breath slows as you relax into the new surroundings. When you inhale and exhale, a whooshing noise fills your ears. It sounds a little bit like ocean waves gently crashing. The rhythmic sound is relaxing. It's the only thing you can hear. You follow Archie as he begins to kick his fins, propelling himself forward along the ocean floor. You glide along behind him, your eyes wide, in an attempt to catch a glimpse of everything. Nothing could have prepared you for the sheer beauty of the many creatures who call the Great Barrier Reef home. Some of the coral appears hard, rock-like, and almost drained of its color. Some of the coral is softer, waving its fanned-out tentacles in bioluminescent, almost neon hues. You move your bodies intentionally. Your arm and leg movements are controlled and deliberate. There is no point in trying to move rapidly through this wonderful place anyway. You realize that every aspect of scuba diving encourages you to slow down. You move along the coral reef, taking in everything you see. A large coral trout swims up to you, looking at you curiously as it floats past your arms. The trout has pink and orange scales covered with tiny blue dots, glowing like a million little lights. You watch as the trout opens and closes its mouth. It looks like he's trying to talk to you, so you offer a warm greeting in return. You swim up to Archie. He's photographing a sea cucumber. It's long, round, lumpy, and orange. Like so many of the animals down here, you could easily mistake it for a plant. A shimmering shadow is cast on the ground beneath you. You look up and see a pod of spinner dolphins playing in the water above. You get Archie's attention and point towards the pod. He gives a thumbs up, sharing in the joy of spotting these unique creatures. The dolphins have long, sleek bodies that are mostly gray with a white underbelly. They frolic and play gracefully in the water. A few swim towards you and Archie with curiosity. Their eyes are friendly. It seems like they're smiling, happy to be splashing around in the ocean. Then the pod turns and swims up toward the surface in sync. You can hardly believe what comes next. With a hard flap of the tail, the dolphins take turns jumping out of the water. This is what spinner dolphins are famous for, and it's how they got their name. They leap out of the water and spin their bodies in the air. It's a feat of true athleticism. You can't see their acrobatic flights from here, just their launch and landing. But you know exactly what they're doing. The pod slowly moves out of sight, leaving you with a feeling of awe as they swim away, off to find their next adventure. You follow Archie through the reef. Words seem inadequate when it comes to describing the magical paradise that is the Great Barrier Reef. You are content to remain silent, listening only to the sound of your breath as it whooshes out of your snorkel. You breathe calmly, in and out, gazing at the textured coral that stretches out for miles. Schools of tiny fish flutter around in all directions. A little clownfish peeks its face out from between the soft tentacles of a pink coral. When it sees you mean no harm, it returns back into the shadowy protection of its home. You swim around the corner of a large wall of coral to find one of nature's most relaxed species, a sea turtle. Perhaps it's even the same one that floated by the boat when you first arrived. It waves its long, paddle-like arms and legs rhythmically, slowly, wandering through the endless expanse of blue. Like you, it doesn't seem to be in any rush. Even though it looks like a big rock, it moves gracefully through the water, riding the currents of the ocean like a surfer. The turtle disappears through a school of tiny, colorful fish. Hundreds of them move in concert together, making minute turns all at the same time. It creates a sparkling reflection in the water. Just below you, a particularly vibrant coral filters food out of the ocean water. You move closer to inspect. It's a bluish-green color, and it looks a bit like a bush you might find on land, but without any leaves. Thick, round stems protrude in all directions, creating a small forest along the ocean floor that waves gently with the current. A variety of fish wander through its branches in search of a snack. You gaze at the other corals nearby. Some are softer, like the one that drew you here. Others are hard and seem unaffected by the movement of the ocean. Each creates its own ecosystem, attracting different types of fish, mollusks, and other sea creatures. The reef is truly an underwater paradise, though it feels new and adventurous to you. The reef is the only place that many forms of life will ever know. There are thousands of different species here, all living together and sharing the precious resources created when the sun warms the ocean floor. You could spend days down here and see something new each time, but a hand signal from Archie indicates that it's time to head to the surface. Along with the others in your group, you move towards the thick metal chain that connects the anchor to the boat. You enjoy this last bit of swimming for the day, noticing once more how the water glides across your body and the sun reflects uniquely through the deep blue. Once everyone has reached the anchor chain, you begin your slow ascent to the surface. As you rise, you pause at regular intervals, providing your body ample time to acclimate to the change in pressure. After a moment or two, you continue kicking toward the surface of the water. Slowly, everything gets brighter as the power of the sun increases. After a few minutes, you have finished your ascent. You grab onto the side of the boat and hoist yourself up. Supporting the full weight of your body again takes a moment of adjustment. You are so much lighter and freer underwater. You take a seat and remove your mask, enjoying the sound of the suction releasing. The fresh ocean air fills your lungs once again. It's a wonderful moment of refreshment and rest. One by one, You begin to take off your equipment until you're down to your wetsuit. You draw in a breath of warm air and lay down on a bench along the side of the boat. As Archie raises the anchor, you look up at the sky, where fluffy white clouds drift aimlessly by. A silver seagull flies above you, swooping down to grab a fish out of the water. You savor the sound of the waves lapping against the boat, the warmth of the sun against your skin, and the feeling of peace that fills your heart. Once everyone is back on the boat and the equipment stowed away, Archie turns on the engine. It rumbles to life and propels the boat back towards Lady Elliot Island. The return trip feels quicker, and in no time, the island is in sight. But you won't be returning to land tonight. Archie anchors the boat in a quiet harbor, where a handful of other boats rock gently in the evening tide. You can see the ocean floor below. Your eyes follow it all the way through the shallows to the white sand beach that lies a stone's throw away. You change out of your wetsuit and into dry clothes. The soft touch of cotton on your skin is a pleasant feeling after being in a wetsuit all day. Meanwhile, Archie prepares a warm meal for everyone. It's nothing fancy, but it's made from fresh, local ingredients, many from the waters you swam in. The taste is simple, but delectable. "Nothing beats boat food," says Archie with a grin. He's right, you think? There is something innately fulfilling about a warm meal after a long day. With a full belly, you quickly begin to grow tired. Diving didn't feel like hard work at the time, but it's catching up to you now. The sun must be thinking the same thing as it nears its resting place beyond the horizon. A flock of seagulls flies across the sky as it erupts with shades of pink, purple, and red. Archie has tied up hammocks across the deck of his boat. You cozy up into one, wrapped in a soft blanket, and enjoy the gentle rocking of the boat. You look up as the moon begins to show its face in the dark, velvety night sky, and take a deep breath. It's been quite a day. You explored a whole new world hidden beneath the waves, where dolphins, turtles, coral, and fish of every kind frolic in the ocean currents. You close your eyes and replay the spectacular moments in your mind. The boat continues to rock gently. And before you know it, you've drifted into a relaxing and restorative sleep.